Dr. Gubin. Hello, my friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name, that name which is above every name, that one before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the manifestation of the Godhead in physical form. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's my joy and privilege and pleasure to be able to come into your presence once again to share with you the wonderful treasure of the written and living Word of God. We've been discussing, and we're going to just do a little brief review. We've been talking about the majesty of the eternal God. We've talked about His greatness. We've talked about His omniscience, that He knows everything. We've talked about His omnipotence, that He is all-powerful. We've talked about the fact that He is sovereign over all and has a plan that is being fulfilled in this world today. There's a wonderful scripture in Psalm 147, 3 through 5, concerning the majesty of the eternal God. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. You see, beloved, that's just a brief illustration of the majesty and the marvelous greatness of the eternal Creator God. God who revealed Himself to mankind as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The eternal God who created man in His likeness and in His image. The written Word of God tells us all this information and reveals God to man in a way that no other book ever written can do that, because this book was written by Almighty God through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And though the Lord used some 40 different men to pen the pages of this book, there's not another book ever written or created by anyone that compares to the treasure that we have in this book that reveals Almighty God to mankind. Also, the Word of God reveals where the world came from. You know, we're living in a world that has many different planets, many different stars, a vast universe that man's greatest telescope cannot penetrate. The vastness and the majesty of this universe awes man as he looks through what telescopes he has at the beauty and the glory and the wonder of this universe, which God, through His almighty power, brought into existence. The Word of God tells us about that creation in the first verse of the first book of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then the Word of God reveals to us where man came from. We've already discussed how God created man in His image as a triune being. God gave man a spirit which relates to the spirit world and the Holy Spirit of God. God gave man a soul that has to do with the thinking part of his mind and his emotions, his feelings, and his will, that with which he makes choices and decisions, that's the soul of man. And then God gave man a body. He formed it out of the dust of the ground, so that when a person leaves their earth suit, the old body returns to the dust from which it was made. And so, beloved, God created man in his likeness and in his image. As God the Father is almighty and loves man, has compassion for man, has concern for mankind, desires for the human race to listen to him, to obey him, to follow him. So God created man with a soul that has emotions, that can think, and that has choices and can make decisions. And then God created man with a spirit that relates to the spirit world, whether it be God's Holy Spirit or the evil spirits that followed Satan when he rebelled against God and was cast out of heaven. Now here again, we see a very interesting fact that the Word of God reveals. Nowhere else will you find all the information that tells us about the eternal God, about his creation, about the condition the world's in and how it came to this condition, than this treasure of the eternal Word of God. And the Word of God reveals how sin entered into the world. Sin, which causes heartache, sorrow, grief, suffering, trouble, pain, disease, and the vile, wicked things that men do under sin's control to one another and to creation. It all began with man's rebellion against Almighty God. And the Word of God tells us in the New Testament in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. That man was Adam, who listened to his wife and partook of the forbidden fruit and brought sin into the human race. The Bible tells us in Timothy that Eve was deceived by Satan, but Adam knew full well that he was doing wrong when he disobeyed God and partook of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was in the middle of the Garden of Eden, where God had placed Adam and Eve after he had created them and warned them not to eat of that tree and of that fruit. They could eat of any other fruit in the garden, but not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because God warned them, in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. The Bible explains that God's way of timing is different from man's way of looking at time. For man, a day is a 24-hour period of time. But the Bible tells us over in 1 Peter, I believe it is, that a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years of man's time is as a day. And so no man has ever lived to be a full 1,000 years. In the early chapters of the Bible, the first 3 or 4 chapters, it tells us that men lived for many, many years, up until 900 years. I believe Methuselah lived 969 years, the oldest man that ever lived, and yet he did not live a full day according to God's way of looking at eternity and at time here on this earth. And so we see that Adam died that day. He died spiritually the day he took of that fruit. He was separated from God, and God killed innocent animals, shed innocent blood, and Adam and Eve saw death for the first time, the time when they disobeyed God and listened to the serpent, Satan, and followed what he suggested in disobeying God. And thus, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. And thus, the Bible tells us the impact that sin has had on the human race. For death came by sin, we're told in Romans 5:12, that death entered into the world through man's disobedience. And thus we see death is something that's a reality all around us. It's something that we're all familiar with. We've all had loved ones who have died and have left this physical earth to here, which we have buried in the earth. And death is all around us, affecting the animal world, affecting even vegetation itself. Everywhere we look, we see the effects of sin, the sins of mankind in disobeying God, and the effect of it on creation itself. Sin is a terrible and a horrible thing which God hates. And that's what Satan uses to deceive mankind and to try to keep him under his control and keep man from following God. But God so loved mankind in spite of his sin that he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on an old rugged cross, enduring the pains and suffering of sin because he loved man. He made a substitute for mankind so that if we would believe in the Lord Jesus, we could be forgiven and given the gift of salvation and eternal life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, putting their faith and trust in him, accepting him as Savior, shall be saved, the Word of God tells us. And so, beloved, right now, if you would cry out and ask the Lord to come into your heart, he'd hear your prayer. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you, my beloved. Goodbye.